So what's the bottom line when you put this all together?
Well, to put it all together, I think the winner at ASCO, if you put all the results of all the trials presented, which all had, in a way, an etoposide-containing control arm, the bottom line is that to this day, platinum plus etoposide remains the standard of care. In fact, that point is made more relevant by the study presented by Mark Sosinski, the so-called GALE study. That was one of the largest studies ever done in small cell lung cancer. So what they did was take patients with extensive stage small cell and randomize these patients to either etoposide carboplatin, so it was a carboplatin-based doublet, versus carboplatin plus pemetrexed. Now, pemetrexed is a multi-targeted anti-FOL, and there was a phase 2 trial that preceded this that appeared to show encouraging survival. So they went on and designed a study, which is a non-inferiority study, to see if pemetrexed carbo will someday, you know, be just as good as etoposide carbo. The trial was one of the biggest ever designed. They wanted to enroll 1,900 patients. At the interim analysis, though, they had about 900 patients at the interim, and they presented the results of the interim analysis at ASCO. And I think to those who went to ASCO, it was kind of a sobering result, because what was reported was that the pemetrexed carboplatin arm was inferior to the control arm of etoposide carboplatin, and it was statistically inferior. The hazard for PFS was 1.79, and that was in favor of the control arm. So there were more patients who were progressing on the pemetrexed arm, and that wasn't the unkindest cut of all, you know. So when they drilled down to the other efficacy and toxicity parameters, response rate was also higher in the etoposide arm as compared to the pemetrexed arm. Progression was higher in the pemetrexed arm as compared to the etoposide arm. There were more early deaths in the pemetrexed arm, 16% versus 10%. So by all measures, it was the most negative trial that you could possibly have. And in retrospect, people have said that perhaps pemetrexed doesn't really seem to have a good rationale for use in small cell after all, principally because perhaps thymidylate synthesis levels are elevated in that disease and therefore make small cells relatively resistant to the effects of pemetrexed.